Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, yesterday we spoke in the programme about perceptions of antisocial behaviour in Dublin City Centre and whether there are enough Gardaí on the streets to police it. Dublin City Council Chief Executive Richard Shakespeare had claimed in an interview with the Irish Times that An Garda Síochána is under-resourced in this regard. Well, our reporter Una Kelly has been asking business owners how they've been finding the situation in the city centre at the moment. Una.
Yes, Sarah. Well, I suppose we've been hearing a lot since the riot in Dublin last November about perceptions of antisocial behaviour in the city. Now, today in the city centre, it's fairly busy, I suppose, with younger people out on Easter break and a fair few tourists, mainly around the College Green area. Now, yesterday, An Garda Síochána gave a statement to Drive Time saying that they're working to address the perception of fear that some people might have when coming into the city centre, and that over 100 new Gardaí have taken up their positions in Garda stations in Dublin in recent days. But what's it like running a business in the city centre at the moment? Well, Bernie Butler and her sister Catherine own Rhinestones. That's a jewellery and antique shop on Andrew Street in Dublin, just opposite the Molly Malone statue where I'm standing now. She describes her experience.
It's traumatic. Every day is something to be experienced. You have drug dealers outside our door, across the street. I have them on my own camera. It's very difficult. We have to try and run a business with people outside the door begging. And then if you ask them to move on, they'll say, well, this is not your premises. I'll move here, and they'll move two steps away from you. So you can't say anything to them.
In terms of antisocial behaviour and drug dealing that you mentioned, has that become worse over the past couple of years?
Absolutely. It's really, really bad. Wednesday and Thursday particularly, because a lot of people were moved from some area by the post office to this area here, and they're literally, it's like Wall Street dealing all morning from 9:30, from 9 o'clock until about 11 o'clock, and we have it on camera and you could see the flashes of crack cocaine.
What effect is it having on your business?
Well, it's just
all consuming.
You have to lock the door, you worry about customers and you're locking them out and you're locking the drug dealers out and you don't know who, and now it's just traumatic. You know, it's hard enough to find staff, and then some of them, they won't want to stay because it's difficult.
Do you go to the guards when you have dealers in front of your door?
We do, and they're amazing. They are fantastic. They always come, they never fail. That's the only help in the city, is the guards.
And when you call the guards, what are they able to do for you?
Well, they will arrest people involved, or they will talk to them, or they will move them on. But unfortunately, all they're doing is moving them on to somewhere else.
Have you had many incidents where you've been robbed or not felt safe here?
We're safe enough here as regards general robberies, and we look after ourselves. It's more the social, the dirtiness, the cleanliness is non-existent. You walk up from the car park and the different places with the smells and the excrement on the street. What's it feel like for a tourist to come across that in the centre of the city, 50 yards from Molly Malone?
Are there enough Gardaí on the streets, do you think, from your experience?
We need 3 times the amount of Gardaí. 3 times. Not just 2 passing every 4 hours or 5 hours, 6 hours. You need somebody on the street.
That's Bernie Butler there, and really awful experience that she's been having and what she's describing. Is that common, Una, among city centre business owners?
Well, Sarah, among all the people I spoke to, it seems that really a lot depends on the specific location of your business. Bernie's shop there is on St Andrew Street, and she said there that a lot of drug dealing is happening right outside her own door. But just around the corner in College Green, one shop owner says he's had a somewhat different experience. Paddy Kern runs Pattison and Yule Shop. This is his experience of running a shop in the city centre.
Running a business in the city centre is really enjoyable. People are great, and the customers we get in are great.
Some other businesses I've been speaking to have said that they've been finding it difficult and that they've noticed an increase in antisocial behaviour and drug dealing around. Have you had any experiences like that, or what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, listen, you're in a city centre. There's going to be the odd problem with antisocial behaviour. People that wouldn't be unsavoury people coming around. But I find Dublin as a whole a great city. College Green is a great area. And if there is any other problems, guards are quite good and they come straight away. So, yeah, but I don't have many incidents at all, no. Yeah. I find it crooked.
Are there enough Gardaí on the streets? Do you see them around in the city centre?
Yeah, since before Christmas, there's a lot more presence of Gardaí on the street. It's great to see it. They kind of run the beat from O'Connell Street all the way up to Christchurch, I think, from here. Yeah, some days you'll notice more, some days you'll notice less, but I find it, yeah, the Gardaí presence is good.
Did you notice the character of the city changing in any way after COVID, or was it the same?
So, yeah, I was a bit worried about that because I grew up in Dublin. I think it's a really cool city and it's fantastic. Great vibe, great character. After COVID, it seemed as if it was dying a small bit. And there wasn't people coming back in. But within about 6 months to a year, I could feel that it was changing again for the better. And it did. And it still is.
That's Paddy Curran there from Paddison and Yule Shop on College Green. Now, across the river in Murr Street, I spoke to Fran Bennett, a butcher in FX Buckley's Butcher Shop. He says he's noticed more antisocial behaviour, particularly in the dark evenings in winter. He said there was more drug dealing happening then. And he says this has a huge effect on business as it makes people less likely to come into town.
It's very sad the way the streets gone. We sell pears anyway. Everyone can blame everybody. They can blame the guards, they can blame TDs, they can blame who they like. But the majority of the blame of this street is on the owners, that's us. I remember this street. It was inviting to come down, right? Nothing to avoid you down the street now. Have a look at that street there now, right? It's a pigsty.
That was Fran Bennett there from a butcher in FX Buckley's on Murr Street. Now, some businesses, of course, feared that footfall wouldn't pick up after the pandemic and that the character of the city centre would change. I asked Antoinetta Sinelli about this. She owns Il Fornaio Cafe on Dame Street, but she says things have been improving.
At the moment, it's fairly good. The only problem we have is the dirtiness of the streets, the drugs. They're keeping a lot of the tourists away from the city. They're not staying as long, but in general it's picked back up pre-COVID levels. Also for the tourism, offices are still not back in. It creates a problem where we don't have a lot of tourists, we don't have a lot of footfall that we used to have.
And when you mention things like drugs, have you noticed an increase in antisocial behaviour?
Yes, there has been an increase in antisocial behaviour. It all started after the COVID. We've had a lot of incidences out here as well with people dealing drugs and just in general, it's, you know, it's open air. There's no control over it.
Do you ever have to contact the Gardaí, and what happens then?
We have contacted the Gardaí and I have to say they have been quite good. They did a really good job on St. Patrick's Day, especially. We've had no problems. And since there was the big riot here in the city, there has been more Garda around and more safety has returned.
Do you think there's enough on the streets, enough Gardaí on the streets?
No, there's not enough Gardaí on the street. We have to deal with a lot of incidences ourselves and get people away.
Like what?
Druggies coming in, not going out of the store, looking for stuff, grabbing stuff off the shelves, and also sometimes they're very rowdy, causing the customers also to leave.
That was Antoinetta Sinelli finishing that report from Una Kelly. One of your texts to 51551, as a resident of the city centre, Gard, the presence has definitely improved, says this person. No, it's not at the highs that it was at around Christmas time, but it is still, thankfully, far better than it was last autumn and earlier. It's no longer a rarity to see Gard the out, says that person. You can text us 51551.